I've heard it all. You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Knowing how abjectly corrupt the Jewish-controlled FBI is, and the Jewish-controlled U.S. military at this point is, shooting innocent people in boats off of Venezuela, you know, fishermen. No concern for the law. Just the most lawless, lethal. They put a hole right in Charlie Kirk's neck. At precision. Right in the neck where the Freemasons like to do it. If you violate their rules, it's not Freemasons, it's the Jew. It's the money. Whoever has the money. And the Jew has the money. Because the whites always had fun, you know. Jews don't do that. I mean, their fun is like child sex networks and stuff like that. But they don't typically, unless you're a Russian Jew billionaire, roll around in 400-foot yachts. They do have nice mansions, but they their thing is money. That's why they're always depicted like them, you know, the happy merchant rubbing his hands. That's the Jew. It's about money, and that's how they derive their power, because they're not doing it culturally. Oh, I mean, I'll occasionally have a great violinist, Itzhak Perlman, Yasha Heifetz. I saw Yasha Heifetz when I was a child. I played violin as a child. My father played violin, too. He was a brawler from Chicago, but he was a violinist, too. But anybody who thinks that they haven't already removed the names that need to be removed from the Jeffrey Epstein child sex, Israeli Mossad child sex, with the cooperation of the CIA child sex network, the cooperation of the entire deep state. FBI, CIA, NSA, Israeli Mossad. It's one organization. It's one tightly knit organization, you know. The Jeffrey Epstein Child Sex Network was a CIA, FBI, Mossad operation from top to bottom, start to finish, day, night, and over and on and out and all around. 100%. How many times has Harry Vox gotten it wrong on those matters of most important? And who has been saying this was Israeli from long before anyone else did? Well, there was a few people out there. Whitney Webb did a great job. But I always knew it. I've always followed it. And can't talk right now. So just shut that off, because I don't want to be interrupted, because this is important. Anyone who thinks that Bill Gates' name's still going to be in there, and the Mossad's Israeli Mossad connections and CIA and FBI connections are going to be in there, who the fuck do you think is in control of the files? The deep state is in control of the files. All right, so the deep state then removes all evidence of the deep state. It's like these. It's like this like fantasy that we go through, that supposedly you can ask the CIA to, you know, finally release the JFK files after 70 years. They've had them totally for 70 years, and They can't like, you know, put things in the shredder or throw them out or burn them. No, it's impossible. Nobody ever say, you want to know something? And this is the sad part. So many things I hate. I absolutely hate to be the only person that ever mentioned this. that the fucking, the bank robber, if he kept notes of his bank robbery, and you said, okay, listen, you know, over the next couple of days, we're going to bug you about those notes. You're going to have those notes about the bank robbery that you did. You're going to have them. You're in total control. They're in your possession, you know, and we really want them. We really want them. And you're not going to throw them out. Because you're a bank robber. You're going to keep the evidence of your crime right there. Just like the FBI and the CIA, they're gonna keep evidence of their complicity in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. They totally control it. They're gonna hold on to it though, because someday some pesky congressman might come along and subpoena it and finally get it out. You know, you've got to be a fucking idiot to believe that you're gonna ever get the files. Oh, Harry, you don't know. It's electronic. They have all kinds of, it's filed and there's numbers. It's got like serial numbers and stuff and the electronic version of it and stuff. It's impossible to change like bits in a computer or like pieces of paper. It could never happen. It's a serial number. So nobody could ever get in there one night or one week or over 10-year period and completely change the paper from one thing to another and write different stuff on it. They could never do that. It's permanent. You can't change it, although they have it. No, the FBI says, you don't know, Harry. There's digital files, and it's got a hash. And they make sure that they verify the digital file. There's no changes allowed and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we're idiots, right? Yeah. Like Israelis can't change the metadata on a file. Like the FBI can't change the metadata on a fucking file. No, it's digital, man. You can't change digital things. You have got to be a fucking idiot if you think that a guy, Bill Gates, who has $150 million, not billion dollars, sorry. $150 million is chump change. I'm sorry. $150 billion or somewhere around there. Maybe it's $120 billion. I think it was like $120 billion when Melinda dumped him because he was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein too much, having child sex. And she admitted that on live television, you know. But yeah, like he's not going to even take... if he has $120 billion, I think she got $60 billion. He's got $60 billion, maybe more, probably more by now. Money makes money. So, but let's just say he's got $60 billion, $100 billion, whatever. He takes 1% of that. 1% is $1 billion. Oh, yeah. If he offered it to a certain group of people within the FBI who control those documents, totally control the Epstein files, complete total control. They have total access. They can get in there, change anything they want, anytime they want. Hint, hint. They could change anything they want, anytime they want. They could change it. If it's paper, they can change it. If it's video, they can change it. If it's a digital file, oh yeah, that's so hard. You can never change a digital file, says the people who would criticize somebody who, like me, who would dare say, you ain't gonna find Bill Gates, Mossad, FBI, or CIA implications in these files. It's like the CIA. Oh yeah, that's right. We've been holding on to this plan that we have, you know, and he comes down in Dealey Plaza, and then we'll be in the grassy knoll, and we'll just shoot him from there. We'll shoot him from the manhole cover, like the street drain, and then we'll have Lee Harvey Oswald be the patsy and stuff. We're going to hold on to that document. Yeah, we're going to hold on to that, and just waiting for someday to come along where somebody gets access to it and proves us to be the lying scum of the earth that we are. We're going to hold on to that. We have total control. We can delete it anytime we want. You know, the reason why I'm belaboring this point is because, I'll tell you why I'm belaboring this point, because you can say, well, Harry, that was entertaining, but you said the same thing over and over and over and over and over. It's a theory that I have. That you have to fucking hammer shit home. You fucking have to hammer. You have to repeat something like 20 or 30 times, especially if you're the only person who's ever like brought this topic up. I don't think anybody's ever brought up the concept even that if the CIA is holding on to the Kennedy assassination files, they're going to hold on to them, though, and they can't get in there and do that. Well, if they got up on in there to kill Kennedy, I think they could get into a storage room that has some files and change the files. I think so. If they could put a man on the moon, the United States, if they could put a man on the moon, I don't want to hear it. We landed on the moon. I know. I hate Harry. I used to love Harry Vox, but since he thinks he's a moon tard or something, whatever. Stay with the subject. If they can fake landing on the moon, then if you're in that mode, okay? Just the sophistication enough to fake the thing and get so many people to believe it. They could get into the file cabinet, open it up, take one thing out, put something else in. Duh. Especially when you have people like Bill Gates, who's screwed so many girls down there. And he got to the point with Bill Gates that he was screwing so many children down at Epstein's place, and he was getting away with it for so many years. And he saw Epstein go to jail for 8 months in 2008, but come out and live a normal life and arrange more liaisons with the kiddies. I think it got to the point where Bill Gates didn't even care anymore that there was a camera up there filming it and the Israelis knew it. They probably told him years ago in the 90s, because I think that's when it started. I think they told him in the 90s, Bill, we got you with the little kiddies. You're going to do as we say, because Microsoft became kind of a Judeo-centric deal. It was the first to get like completely bugged. Like it had so many back doors. I liked what Helen said about it. And the same thing with Intel. I liked what Helen said about the Intel chip. She says there's so many back doors in it that there's not enough room for the chip. Yeah. It was a great line. So Bill Gates was caught in the mid-90s or earlier. And I think he got to the point where he knew that they knew that they knew that he was just going there banging kids and he just didn't care. I think they probably had enough video of him and banging kids that probably towards the end they were like, oh, Bill's back again. Yeah. Well, we don't have to turn on the cameras. We got enough footage of him and banging children. Let's go have a drink. All right, Shlomo, you know. Because it was Israeli intelligence. And I love this story that's told by Maria Farmer. I had a chat with her, and she was a great gal. And she's really doing a fantastic job in the media. I mean, wow. Just perfectly articulate. Just wonderful job. And I'm just so proud of her as a person, Maria Farmer. But I was fortunate enough to have a conversation. I think it was... Since I was using, I don't know, I think I was speaking through something, but I have the sound of it, but I can't release it because, I mean, unless I got permission, but I would never release it because she said no. But it was a brilliant conversation, but it stays not there. I think it was because my microphone was like something or other. But anyways, she's a great gal, and she tells the story of popping through the door when you walked into Epstein's mansion, and like it was like a marble wall, but if you leaned on it, almost like a movie scene, if you lean on it, the way it popped open, and it was a bunch of like Jews sitting down in chairs, monitoring like monitors, and rows and banks of VCRs, which you don't typically have in somebody's like townhouse. You know, when I go visit my friends' houses, they don't have like a room full of Jews with video camera feeds going into bathrooms and closets and bedrooms, mostly focused on the bed and the bathrooms and stuff, you know, and then like tape recorders and a bunch of Jews. Like I haven't seen one in my friend's house, but they had that at Epstein's house. You know, it was Israeli intelligence ran it. Just so that the FBI didn't have to. But, I mean, the FBI would have, because they were complicit in it. And, of course, there's laws about that, but, you know, they're the CIA, FBI, and Mossad, you know. I used to always say about the Mossad that Or Jews in general, but, you know, because there's this mass poisoning going on. Our food supply is being poisoned and our medicines are poisoned. I wouldn't take a needle off this Jew rats if you paid me to. If you paid me $500,000 and said, Harry, we just want you to take a flu shot. We're going to give you $500,000. You know, I could use $500,000. No Jew boy, no Jew needles, no Jew liquid. A Jew goes in my arm. And the pharmaceutical companies are Jew-owned. And the food supply is Jew-owned. And the transportation network for the food is Jew-owned. And the warehouse is Jew-owned. And if it is not, somewhere along the chain, there'll be a Jew. And that's where the poisoning of the food supply occurs. That's why there's always story after story after story after story after story. Look it up for yourself. Don't believe me about benzene in the food supply. There was that story, benzene was in 25% of all products that are randomly picked out of a Target or a CVS. 25% had life-threatening levels of benzene. I did 3 full-length shows about it on my BitChute channel. So if you want to see an electrifying show about the mass poisoning of your children and yourself and your parents and your mother and your father, take a little bit of time and look on my BitChute, and you'll get the whole story about the independent lab that just randomly selected shampoo, soap, cleaning products, toiletries, just randomly selected them, tested them, and 25% of them had life-threatening levels of benzene. It's about 4 years ago now, 3 years ago. They're telling you, you are being poisoned. Oh, and there's all those stories about the baby food. And I say, like I say, don't believe me. Look it up for your fucking self. It happens every... And this is what this is what gets me about the American people. They're telling you they're poisoning you. We are poisoning you. And we're laughing our asses off. We're poisoning you. And year after year, the story. Oh, mercury, lead, arsenic... and cadmium in the baby food. Year after year after year after year after year after year after year on the mainstream news, year of ABC, CBS, NBC. So I'm saying it's not even like you have to go to the alternative press, you know, that the quickly dying, aging baby boomers still watch the TV. They're still TV watchers, you know. And so they'll believe these stories if they're on the TV. But they won't do anything and believe that story. But that story has appeared many, many, many times over the years. Oh, look at this. We found arsenic in the baby food. Not just arsenic. Arsenic, mercury, lead, and cadmium. As we know, the arsenic is really bad. That's how they killed Socrates. Or was that a hemlock? But lead and mercury together, you only need a little bit of it. And it makes a big problem for you. For your central nervous system, it also causes all kinds of imbalances. The small amount. Lead by itself is bad. Mercury by itself is bad. But you add them together, you need less of each. In order to have a really negative impact, you could just take a minuscule amount of it and you'll get sick, man. Oh, yeah. So pay attention. Pay attention when they say this in the baby food. There's arsenic. And this, and you go search it for yourself. Now, I know since I'm doing this show, the Jews are going to say, shit, why does Harry always have to bring up that story about the arsenic, mercury, lead, and cadmium that is in the news year after year after year, different events. We keep on getting that story. The baby food over the years is systematically being poisoned. And when they test it and the poison is found in the baby food, there is always an executive cover story that you just know is written in advance. So they pre-write the cover story. And when they get caught, if they get caught, they mostly don't get caught because we don't have a lot of people that just go around testing baby food. But trust me on this one. If you pay a lab and you just take your sample of the baby food that's in your local supermarket and you pay the money, just bring it to a lab and you say, I'd like to test it, see what the levels of, if there's any levels of arsenic, mercury, lead, and cadmium. I got some bad news for you. You're going to find excessive levels of arsenic, lead, mercury, and cadmium. If you don't fucking believe me, fucking look it up your dumbass self. If you're too lazy, if you're lazy-minded, and you're waiting for the TV to do the thinking for you. TV's not doing the thinking for you. The TV's lying. Look, I guess I'm a little frustrated because I know the truth about America. That, you know, probably about, they say how angry people are over the Epstein case. 20% of Americans maybe have heard the name Epstein, but they don't really know anything about Epstein case. 20% of adults, they've maybe heard it. Oh yeah, that's that guy, what did he do? I don't really know. That's truthful, that's true. Another 30% know it, but have wrong information because they're being told the lies on the mainstream media. And if they happen to be watching something that's like left of right, which would be like, well, look, I always say CNN is full hardcore Zio fascist right wing, okay, posing as left, right? It's still considered, they consider it left. Like I said, it's idiotic, and the terms that formally describe things, you know, I guess, look, when you have seen the evolution of the definitions of like what a liberal person was, or what a conservative person is, or what a leftist is, or what a rightist is, it's changing every 10 years, and now it's changing even more rapidly. It used to change maybe every 20 years or 50 years. It was like a slower cycle. Leftism was Marxism, and it's gone all over the place. And the right wing was the ones that was most, always been the most restrictive of free speech. It was always the right wing that hated free speech and wanted to end it. And it was always the left liberals who would have supported free speech. And now it's the so-called liberals that are against free speech, and it's the right wing that are for free speech. Don't you believe it? Well, let's just look at what Trump did. Yeah, he sends J.D. Vance over to the Munich defense, I think it was the Munich defense confab there, where J.D. Vance made his statement about how they are basically censoring their people and to stop doing it and have courage, and, you know, and they thought it was like a lecture. And then you have the early, there was another thing, there was the other, the asshole Pete Hegseth, went and sort of did a similar thing, not the offensive, stupid thing he did with the military, which caused the military to hate him. I think all these, what it is this Jew boy is giving them advice. Look, here's how you really make yourself unpopular. You know, like, support us, do everything we say, and the military will hate you, the world will hate America, and then we Jews will do a deal with China to be the brokers of the Belt and Road. Ultimately, the Jews fancy themselves as a toll booth keeper for the Chinese Belt and Road. And that's the deal that they supposedly did. This is my theory, that the whole COVID thing was a promise by Israel to the Jews that they could, not only do they completely control the economy of the United States, but they could, like, kill us or get us to kill each other through, like, us poisoning each other with needles. And the Chinese went along with it. That's why they need to be punished. Because they did go along with it, actually, in a way. They could have easily said, Well, they couldn't have easily said, because they took the deal that the Jew gave them. The Jew said, we're going to poison them and we're going to lower the GDP of the United States, and you, China, are going to be the next big cheese. Big cheese. China took the deal. That's what happened. That's what COVID was, right? Because since China was set up, the Wuhan lab was set up by Fauci and the French and a couple other subcontractors, Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, that whole crew of absolute slimeballs need to get the guillotine. Peter Daszak needs to be firing squad, or actually killed painfully. He's such a piece of shit. Leave it up to Amy Goodman, a Jew, to give Peter Daszak accolades and a nice treatment. Amy did early on to give credibility to the central figure here. One of the central, not the central figure, the central mechanic, let's say, they would term it, him. A guy who did stuff on the ground, but it was Jew boy at the top running COVID. That's why the COVID antigen, or whatever it is, pathogen rather, only affects Caucasians, African-Americans. And that was an Indian study that I was talking about a long time before Robert Kennedy came along and picked up the story. In fact, I was pushing that story so hard early on. As soon as I heard that story, I was pushing it. Pathogen only has, they call it uptake. Terrible word. Binding affinity is a better word. I like that word. The propensity of the outer shape of the COVID pathogen to bind with the receptors, the receivers, pick up that shape. It's on the round ball, the little hairy, little things that stick out. Spikes, they call them, whatever. The proteins that's sticking off the edge, like to make that ball look like it's got knobs, and those little knobs fit right in the key, right in the door. The receptors bring them in. And the Caucasians have these little receptors lining all their tissue that really is conducive to getting that COVID pathogen right into the body and causing harm. It was designed by Ralph Baric and with the assistance of Peter Daszak, who went around to every U.S. agency to try to get them to put their fingerprint on the development of this pathogen, so that when this pathogen was discovered and killing so many people like it was planned to do, you'd have to cover it up because it has DARPA's fingerprints on it. It has the Defense Department's fingerprints on it. You know, so the Jew boy sent... The Jew boy compartmentalized the whole COVID pathogen, complete with putting Albert Bourla at the head of Pfizer. What did Albert Bourla do before he was the head of the CEO of Pfizer? Well, he made a needle called Improvac, which you inject into a pig, and it shrinks the size of the balls of the pig from something like about this big of a large pig down to like that in like 2 weeks after the second shot. Oh. And then when you ask Pfizer, well, is the pork... safe to eat from that? You know, like, or you ask, what is it? Have you done any studies, safety studies, about this, like, injection that you're giving to pigs that makes their balls go from this big to, like, that big in 2 weeks after the second shot? Have you done any safety? What about it? Pfizer says, and I'm the only person who's ever reported this. Pfizer said, oh yes, we've done safety checks. If when you're injecting the pig, if you accidentally inject yourself, go see your doctor. They must have had a laugh at that one. Can you imagine? That's their safety data. How do I know? I spent some time researching that. That's how I know. And there was nothing else, but that was the safety data. And if there was any other safety data about eating it, it amounted to, oh, we tested it, it's safe to eat. A chemical is injected into a pig. They call it a vaccine, by the way. What the hell kind of vaccine is that? But that's what they call. It's vaccine that shrinks the testicles of a pig, which is the closest to a human, by the way. Yeah, closest genetically to a human, right? That's why I always used to say, hey, everybody, send some pork over to Donald Trump. He loves those Jews so much. I used to say, send it to Christopher Wray, because that piece of shit at the FBI. But just say, hey, Cash Patel, Send Cash Patel some pork and send him the report of what Borla did. Here's the, how the scam that Borla did worked before they put that Jew fucking rat who needs to see a guillotine, needs to see a firing squad or an inside of a prison cell. But you can't, you'd want to give him a firing squad, because if you put that Jew rat into a prison cell, the next Jew rat as the president will spring him, give him a pardon. That's what you do as presidents. You just serve the Jew. But you just pick which side of the Jew money or the Jew, which side of Jew power. You go with the right or the left. And I've talked about this so many times, I don't even want to say it again, but what is the right-wing Jew? That's the Netanyahu, that's the Likud, the party, the war, killing all the children, so that's that. And the left wing of the Jew is the Soros, CNN, the TV news, Hollywood, the pedophiles. That's, and the pharmaceutical company. That's the left hand of the Jew money power, the Rothschild, and the right hand. I've said this so many times, everybody knows this by now. But the right hand, you either kill the kids, the left hand, you fuck the kids. But either way, it's both hands of the Jew money power, you know, and. When you listen to these douchebags somebody spraying me a report from this idiot Ryan Grimm over at the Hill. I guess, like, what the fuck would you have a dud that you're never gonna find a dud like that? First of all, he takes like 10 minutes to say something that I say in about 20 seconds. It's tedious watching a dud like this guy, you know. Saying, of course, the Rothschilds don't have any money. Now, when he talks about Rothschilds, he's giving the exact Wikipedia entry. You should call that guy Ryan Wikipedia, whatever his last name is, Grimm. Yeah. It's not that I watch these people, but I never did like that guy from the first moment I saw him. And the other, all these people. I hate to make this diversion, so I'll go back to what I was talking about, because a fucking dud like Grimm is not worth even spending a piss on, because there's nothing there but Wikipedia Grimm. Call him Ryan Wikipedia douchebag idiot. Oh, he gives the Wikipedia version. Well, the Rothschilds were a big banking family, but their influence has waned. And against the Wikipedia. Yeah, that's what the Jew boy wants you to think. Yeah, I know. Fucking dumb fuck. The total family combined is supposed to be $500 billion. That makes them the richest entity. Some is a person, but you say, well, no, because the brothers hate each other. Jacob didn't get along with Evelyn de Rothschild. Jacob Rothschild, who just died. I think he died. I don't know. Yeah, I think he died. Didn't get along with Evelyn, who also died. Sorry, you don't know how that money ultimately works. They certainly are not going to compete with each other. That's how the Jew boy cuts up the world. That's how the Rothschilds did it. They, obviously, the Jews don't compete with each other. So Evelyn took European operations to a certain extent, in certain regions, certain areas, certain industries. His brother Jacob did other things. Cousin, I don't even know what they were. Cousins, I think. I don't think they were direct brothers. But because Evelyn looked more European, Jacob just was a mess. Not an attractive man. Kind of a goofy guy, goofy looking guy. It's fault from all the inbreeding. I don't know how Evelyn got out of the whole inbreeding thing, but I think Jacob didn't do well in the genetic department. He looked kind of like a ghoul. I'm going down the wrong path. Let me just get back. So we started off this discussion, I hope I made it clear, that no matter what some fucking idiot at the FBI tells you about the impossibility of altering evidentiary material, you've got to be kidding me, man. You've got to be kidding me. This whole fucking shit is theater. Trump doesn't give a shit anymore because the word came back. We finished the job. We cleared it out. The Israelis could go in and put their data set, and they could just run an AI bot on it and just remove every mention of the word Mossad or any operatives, or they could just clean it up. Very simple. No one can stop them. They control and own the systems that the FBI runs on. Hello? They have backdoor access. Yeah. It's all been cleaned. They'll hang a couple of them out to dry. Looks like they're hanging Larry Summers out to dry. And the full extent of his involvement isn't even out yet. They're already, and it's a limited hanging him out to dry, which is different from a limited hangout. But I think they're gonna, in a limited way, hang a few guys out to dry, and they'll just sweep the thing under the rug. Nothing to see here. See? Larry Summers. Who even knows who the fuck Larry Summers is? I know who that asshole is. Former Treasury Secretary. One of the biggest fans of Epstein because he got the girls. They were into the girls. That's what they did. It was a club. And it was one of many. It's not like that club doesn't exist. What happened to those 80,000 missing girls from Ukraine? Children. Missing children. They're in the child sex and the organ harvesting networks. Duh. They're in the Israeli child sex networks and organ harvesting networks. That's why they want the war to continue. They're harvesting the children of Ukraine. There's an enormous amount of missing children that have not been accounted for. And we're not war casualties because there's been no bodies. They're just missing. Children are missing. And Israel, as we know, are the largest, most significant organ trafficking operations are Israel. Everyone knows that. We all know that. The child sex networks between Israel and Ukraine have long been written about in the media. It's becoming harder and harder to find those articles. I archive all of those articles. Because I know they have a magical way of disappearing. They just disappear. Just like mention of Bill Gates having sex with children are going to disappear. Oh, maybe they'll say Bill Gates came over to the mansion to talk about the Nobel Prize. He wants the Nobel Prize. They'll leave that part in there. He didn't come over to talk about the Nobel. They'll replace all the times he came over to have sex with the children, and they'll replace it with, he was there for the Nobel Prize. He was there to discuss the polio vaccine that he was working on. That's what he said. First he said, I was there to try to get the Nobel Prize. That was like when the revelations came out and just months before the COVID got kicked off. I think Bill Gates wanted to wait a little while before they released the COVID pathogen, but they, in the New York Times in October of 2019, the article was, Bill Gates is part over at Epstein's house a bunch of times. And then Bill Gates said, okay, do it. And then 2 months later, boom, COVID, Wuhan, and now in January, a few months later, October, November, December, January, 3 months. After the article came out in the New York Times, and that article was a shot across the bow of Bill Gates, say, we're doing COVID, get ready, or you're going to be in a incarcerated. And so he went along. Of course he's going to go along. Seeing what happened to Epstein. Gonna go along. It'll be almost so soon. It'll be 10 years that they killed Epstein. Oh no, they can't change documents. No, it's written down, Harry. Oh yeah, they can get into the Manhattan Correctional Facility and kill Epstein. No, but we saw a video. Yeah, I know they can't like edit a video and put a different time in there to represent that time and put a fake timestamp. No, they can't. You don't understand. It's impossible to take a video from the night before and put like a different timestamp on it. That's way beyond the capability of the FBI. I mean, the level of gullibility, the level of stupidity, the level of how poor the alternative press, the truth seeking press is. The truth seeking journalists never, you know, the FBI or the deep state throws out a video with a timestamp on it. Say, "Oh, this is it." And you believe that they can't make a video of that. You have got to be fucking kidding me, man. They can get in there and kill him. They can't change the video. All right. They can pull off the assassination of JFK, but they can't dispose of a paper that has some of the incriminating evidence on it. They can't do that. They can try everything possible to protect their Jeffrey Epstein child sex network that ran with 747s and 737s, rather. I think it was 727. I think it was 727, actually. With beds in it, or Gulfstream jets with beds where you can have sex with kids, and Lolita Mansion in New York, Lolita Express, Lolita Island, that was talked about among the elite for 20 years. They used the term Lolita Express, Lolita Island. It wasn't a secret. It was well known. But they can't get rid of some of a digital file. No, we're going to get it all. Trump is going to release it. Pam Bondi's going to be honest. And here's another thing, too. Pam Bondi is so stupid. God, you want to talk about a stupid woman? Here's how stupid Pam Bondi is. And here's, it's either she is so fucking stupid, or they've promised her a lot of money. We know there's no evidence of any principles. Nobody there is operating on principles. This is just raw power and money. So what would the Jews be offering Pam Bondi to get her to fucking totally lie about everything and cover it all up? What could the two things that they'd be offering Pam Bondi to cover this up? Well, a Jew boy early on said, "Pam, you're going to be the next president. Power, political power." Or the other one is just money. Well, I think we could whittle those down, because I think Pam Bondi's not stupid. You're not going to get political power by covering up the Jew. So how much are they offering Pam Bondi? It's cash. So, and you know, like a Bill Gates figure. I think I'm exaggerating, because it doesn't cost $1 billion to buy off a piece of shit like Pam Bondi. All right, you can buy her off for probably $10 million, okay? But just to play it safe, Bill Gates wouldn't have a problem just making sure she understood full well, or the deep state understood that money would be coming, whether they even have to tell her. Bill Gates probably says the money will be there, just don't tell her where it came from. And then some deep state operative will make the offer to Pam Bondi and said, "Look, it's for national security. And it's $100 million. It'll be in gold bullion. It'll be in a numbered Swiss bank account. And it'll be in a vault in Zurich. And here's the account number. It's $100 million. So it's national security. We can't talk about Israel. Oh, and by the way, don't include Bill Gates either, because he's been helping us out so much with our national security needs. And here's a list of some other people. But you can hang someone out to dry, but just make sure. Nah, they probably don't have to go to Bondi for this. Maybe they offer her $50 million just to shut the fuck up and lie while they go into the computer system and deal with it. And she'll take the money, because she's a piece of shit. She's not gonna release information on Israel. If Israel promised Charlie Kirk $150 million, man, that's some scary shit. taking that much money from the devil, you become a fucking slave to the Jew devil. You do whatever Jew boy tells you. And like Trump. And the Jews probably told Trump, look what we did to Kirk when he decided to jump ship. We could do it to you. There's so many levels that Trump, why Trump is doing what he's doing. Jews could have threatened his family. They said, well, kill your daughters. We can have them all dead anytime we want. Trump knows this. So we don't know the level of that kind of threat. Trump would not appreciate that kind of threat and would try maybe to seek protection and try to overcome it. Maybe the threat wasn't overt. Maybe it was just Netanyahu pushing it, but not outright. Maybe signaling, maybe saying that you know, look what happens. You know, family members. You know, we would like to protect, make sure your family's safe, but we can't be. You know, it'll be something like this, Donald. You know, it's a dangerous world out there, and we want to make sure your family's safe and doesn't get harmed. You know. So just, you know, stick with Israel and we'll make sure they're safe. That would be kind of like the threat that he would, that's the way he would frame it. He wouldn't say, we can blow your head off, Donald. Because then that would be just an open war, and then Donald would fight back possibly against that and marshal the whole resources of the deep state. But if it's not an overt threat, if Netanyahu just said to Trump, like, you know, just intimated it and just hinted at it, but didn't come out and say it. You know, because I do think that there's probably that component. I don't know. Do I know for certain? No. It could just be that there's been a lot of money that's transpired and that Trump is involved in illegal financial arrangements that would look very bad. And or they have doctored through AI some image of where Ghislaine Maxwell described where Trump was with, say, in the ranch with one of the girls for a long period of time. Yeah, there was this discussion that he was with, what's her name, Virginia Roberts at the time, a young girl. But she says that that he didn't do anything wrong, but, you know, maybe he was just a cut above the rest of the creeps. Like, apparently, former Prime Minister Ehud Barak brutally raped her. Her vagina and her anus were bloody after that. That was the Israeli Prime Minister who she was terrified of naming directly and out of fear of her being assassinated. Which I believe she might have been assassinated, to be honest with you. I'm not sure she killed herself. There was a lot that was going wrong in her life, certainly. But there's a lot going wrong in everybody's life. Doesn't mean they killed themselves. A lot of people, a lot of things going wrong, a lot of unhappiness, a lot of depression. Doesn't mean they killed themselves, but, you know, it's easy. Well, she was depressed, you know. I know people, a lot of friends who get depressed every once in a while. They don't off themselves. I know some that do, but so there's the threat, but there's this undeniable aspect that, you know, and it has to be blackmail, because you see people's willingness to sacrifice their own lives to protect the cheesiest narrative, the Jewish narrative, the worst narrative ever. Like, if you were to follow, there's a lot of narratives that you can live your life by. There's a lot of really bad ideas and bad narratives that you can adopt and make your own and ruin your career. There's a lot of them. But right now, one of the worst ones is a wholehearted embracing of the Gaza genocide and a reluctance to make the Epstein files available. Well, that's what Donald Trump represents. MAGA, make America great, cover up the Epstein and kill all the kids and get us into all kinds of wars, waste our money, give all of our weaponry to Israel so they can expend, and then we're not ready for it should we ever have some sort of incident where we may need to defend ourselves with these weapons. Oh, but don't worry. We're making 53 Tomahawk cruise missiles this year. Ah, we got to be careful, though. The Chinese, we better hope that the Chinese gives us the parts, or else we won't be able to make a single fucking cruise missile. So we better be nice to the Chinese. So we ain't going to make those 53 cruise missiles. The Chinese make 1,000 cruise missile engines a week. They have the capability, the output capability, the industrial scale, to make 1,000 a week. And we're talking about 53 in a year. That's like, that's like 1,000 times more. That's 1,000 times more than we do. Not 100, not 50%, not 100%, not twice the amount, not three times the amount, or four times the amount of cruise missiles the Chinese can make in a year than we can. Not five times as much or six times as much. 1,000 times. Better be nice to the Chinese, you fucking idiots. But see, Jew Boy won't let them be nice to the Chinese. Because Jew Boy wants to be the toll booth keeper for the Chinese Belt and Road. But you have to get the Americans out of the way. And so all the trade routes, they're going to try to... If they can get over the betrayal. Because Chinese felt that Jew Boy didn't deliver on the COVID promise. China never said we were tricked by the Jew, because that would make them look bad. But China was in on it, for sure. Not in on it. It was a Jewish plan. COVID was a Jewish plan that was presented to the Chinese. Right? But they knew about it. You know? They went along. They, like everybody else. Remember Peter Daszak's role? And we found this out because there was reports on it. He had gone around to U.S. agency after agency to get them to sign on to the gain-of-function experimentation in the Wuhan lab, so that it would that the U.S. each U.S. agency, like the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, which we used to be ARPA when I was in Grumman, it was just shifting over. There was still a lot of things with the ARPA labels on it when I was there, but I had seen the DARPA at that time. But Daszak's role, Peter Daszak, Eco Health Alliance, a very sketchy organization, ultra sketchy man. His role was to get the American defense establishment to place their fingers and fingerprints on the crime, so that when the crime got uncovered, well, we can't talk about it because our fingerprints are all over it. But who was grabbing their finger and putting it on? It was Peter Daszak. And a lot of the agencies, some agencies did not go along. Defense Department went along a little bit. DARPA rejected one of their ideas, accepted some others, but rejected it. So, but that's what his role was, to get the imprimatur of the U.S. defense establishment and the intelligence establishment to put their fingerprints all over their own killing, the killing of their own children. Because that's what COVID was. White people! And if you ever read the Talmud, you know, if you ever read the Jewish Talmud, you know that the enemy of the Jew is the white Christian. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. And oh, what fantastic progress they had in getting a large segment of these Christians to worship Jews, while their own holy book makes it clear, you shit on the Christian and you kill them, and you fuck them over, you rip them off, and you rape them. That's basically what the Talmud is. It's a guidebook on how to fuck over Christians and kill them off and steal their shit. That's the Talmud. That's their religious holy book. That's the holy book of a Jew rat, like Ben Shapiro. Look at that guy. Yeah, everybody likes a little mousy Jew like that. No. That's testament to how much money they put that Jew rat in front of people's face. And they're able to get college kids to go out and see Ben Shapiro, the most annoying, Jewy. He's just so, like, Jewy, you know, like, he's a snivelling Jewy rat. He looks like a rat, Ben Shapiro. He looks like a fucking Jew rat. And one of the other ones, Mark Levin. I mean, these people. And this is Trump's team. Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and Alan Dershowitz. You know, that's why nobody wanted to admit that. Look, the girls had to fuck some disgusting billionaire types, you know, over at Epstein Island, over Lolita Island, right? But nobody wanted to admit they had to fuck Dershowitz, man, because he's so gross. I mean, you gotta have a barf bag just to look at Alan Dershowitz. He's, you know, the only Jew is bad is Laura Loomer. Oh my God. And you know, shame on any idiot that ever gave this absolute loathsome scumbag the time of day to legitimize a person who is completely devoid of any reason to ever be taken seriously on any level ever. You know, notwithstanding how ugly she is. I mean, I'm not even getting into how ugly that one is. She's so ugly. That's my theory. It's the ugliness from inside, just right out on her face. She's ugly. Laura Loomer is so ugly. It's because her soul is ugly. It's ugly, 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 ugly. Ew. Ew. Laura Loomer, look at her face. Look at her face. Alex Jones probably thinks she's hot. What a dick. Alex Jones is such a dick. Such a Jew cuck. Such an Israeli first Netanyahu Jew cuck. Oh no, I've criticized Netanyahu sometimes. Yeah, I know. Just suck that Jew dick, Jones. I wouldn't buy a single fucking product off that asshole. A traitor, the liar, Alex Jones. What a failure. He could have been cool. He was cool when I took him out on my boat. And I flew him around Manhattan at high speed. He loved it. He was a good guy back then. He was a lot younger then. And then he went full Jew. No, oh, no, I criticize Netanyahu when he deserves it, you know. But everybody does wrong adhering to the rules of the IHRA, the Holocaust rules on how to speak about Jews. If you criticize Jews, you must always say the disqualifier that, yeah, but other nations do bad things too. And you can see Alex Jones says that every time he he's such a pussy. He's such a Jew cuck. Suck that dude, Jew Dick Jones. You just suck that Jew Dick Jones. What are they doing? They got you on blackmail? Why are they just paying you? Or did they give you an honorary Knight of Malta, which, I don't know. I heard the rumors about that. I'm not going to make that accusation. I don't know. But they do bestow honorary knighthoods and stuff from these chivalric orders to get you in line, and Jones would probably take it. But, I don't know. But he's cucking hard. And there's this interesting commentary out there. I never watched any of these people like Candace Owens or Nick Fuentes or anything because they were so, like, Candace Owens just had so much Jew dick down her throat. She was just hammering on the Jew dick. And I guess, I don't know, when you hammer on as much Jew dick as Candace Owens has in her life, okay, she seems like she's against it now, and she's pried that Jew dick out of her mouth. But boy, Candace Owens used to fucking hammer on that Jew dick, right? But she's supposedly turned around, and she does appear to have put out some strong words these days. However, I don't know, man. I think Israel could just knock these people off pretty simply. They must have some high-octane security, So another one that I did not ever watch because of the crazy stuff, the Nick Fuentes, there was that, you know, like, I don't get too far when there's comments about, like, guys having sex with girls are gay or whatever. There was all that kind of ambiguous shit that just was a, I turn off and I just go, I go elsewhere, you know. But he does seem to be articulating pretty firmly the Jewish problem. But the problem is when he and I don't like these terms that are divisive, because we need to join. We need to like, I don't like when him and like Candace Owens, you know, attack use terms like fake and gay like that. That's, I know. I was on 4chan. It's, you know, an Israeli intelligence operation, by the way. But, okay, so by doing that, you immediately alienate people that are do constitute a constructive in many ways. Maybe if it's gone overboard, it's time to pull back. I don't agree with Drag Time Story Time Hour. That is a crock of fucking shit. I wouldn't want that anywhere near my child. But gay people in general have rights, and they should have rights. And by alienating them, by associating an anti-Jewish message with terms like fake and gay, unfortunately what you do is you then force them to seek protection by the Jew. So that's like a trick. That's like a technique. And whenever I hear stuff like that, I go, Jew op. Whenever you link like racism with anti-Semitism, Jew op, I say. That's a Jew op. That's what the Jews want. That's how they survive. That's how they survive. And now they need to do that now, because every single group now is ready to ditch the Jew. Blacks are ready to ditch the Jew. Gays are ready to ditch the Jew. Everybody wants to bail ship on these fucking Jew rats, right? So please be smart and don't act like a Jew op that time. Because, you know, you can say all the things about Jews you want, but if you start peeling off whole swaths, like women, gays, blacks, Hispanics, people who aren't white, you start peeling them away from the anti-Jew mess, the anti-Jew movement. And that's what the Jews want you to do. That's called a Jew op. That's a Fed. That's a Fed. Mm-hmm. When you have such a vehement anti-Semitism message like that, it's not even real anti-Semitism. It's they're not Semites, okay? But whatever, we'll use their terms for now. When you have this anti-Jew message and the world wants to go anti-Jew and you start going around and alienating people and pulling them away from that and get them to say, oh, well, this anti-Semitism, it's not good for me. I better stick with the Jews. Us blacks, we better join with the Jews, because Nick Fuentes criticized us, wants us out of the country, wants us to lose our rights. Jews aren't saying that. Well, they are, but they're just not saying it out loud. So stop alienating groups that we need to join the anti-Jew movement, or the anti-fake Jew, the anti-Poles, Lithuanians, and Ukrainians posing as Jew, the Khazarian fucking murderers, Khazarian assassins, and money hoarders. Everybody's ready to jump ship on the Jew. Invite the blacks to join us in this movement. Invite the gay people to join us in this most important movement. Invite people of all colors to join the movement to pry these fucking Jewish fingers from around our necks. Do not alienate black people, my friend. Do not alienate women from this most important mission to pry those Jew fingers from around the necks of ourselves and of our mother and our father and our television sets and our children. We all need to join up to pry the fingers of these greasy, slimy, scummy, filthy Jew rats from around the necks of our children. We need the black people to join us. We need the Spanish people to join in this mission. We don't want to alienate the gays or the women or the anyone. We all have to get on the same page or we're going to lose. And then we are going to be Jew slaves. So whenever you see messages that are viciously attacking these Jew rats like the Nick Fuentes is doing a great job when he attacks the Jew, it's right on, man. Yes. Until you hear the faking gay. Oh, there you go. The gay people are now going to join with the Jews. Oh, we got to get rid of the other people that aren't white. Okay, so the blacks are going to go with the Jews. All the other races are going to go with the Jews. That's a fed up. 100%. That's a Jew up. It's worse than a fed up. Feds are too stupid to understand that dynamic. That's a Jew up. Now, I'm not accusing anybody of being a Jew up right now. Oh, I know some Jew ops. I've accused them, and I'm correct about that. But let's just hope that we get on the same fucking page and cut the shit by alienating and acting like a Jew op in certain moments. Not at all moments, but the bright lights are on Nick Fuentes right now. For people who are politically aware, the lights are on. And when I see that, when I see them alienating everyone else, but Christian whites, young Christian white men that are ages 20 and under, dude, that's not enough. That's only enough to deprive the Republican Party of their hands on the reins of power. That's what Soros would have you do, because that's enough to deprive the Republicans of their grip on power and send it over to the Democrats again. Not that there's much of a difference, but Jew boy plays the polarities back and forth. They can't have one polarity. They shift polarities. I got that term. I came up with the term, the divided nation paradigm. And I borrowed the term afterwards. I came up with that a long time ago before I met Tarpley. But then when I explained that to Tarpley, I explained my theory about the divided nation paradigm. I said, we have to have a roughly 50-50 split. And he said, yes, the ruling class shifts polarities. And then I added to suit their portfolio, their financial portfolio that week, month, day, or year. So it was like a back and forth on that one. And then he would get drunk and call me a national treasure. He's been a disappointment. I don't even follow. I haven't even heard anything he's done in the last 5 years. He's disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. I hope he's okay. He was a good guy, but I disagreed with his vehement support of Hillary Clinton. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Not like Trump was any better, but Jesus Christ, Hillary Clinton, man. I organized some conferences that he was in. It was me, Tarpley, Madsen, Wayne Madsen, and the guy, the ex-CIA agent, who's Ray McGovern. And we did a couple things and stuff, and they're recorded. They're on the internet. And there was a lot of FBI in the room because it was a heavy guest list. But there was some FBI that tried to disrupt my presentation. Just when I got to the part when I was talking about the management of savagery, boom, FBI cut me off and started heckling me. And then later on, books came out about that. But I was like zeroing in on this because the management of savagery was not exactly what we think it was. It was a book that was supposedly circulated among the Islamic terrorists of the time. I've forgotten more than most people know about this shit. But it was a mysterious, supposed to be written by, I think, Al-Masri. fictional. All these names are fictional. Like Al-Zarqawi, the man who the United States military killed five times. I got on RT News and said, well, every time they kill Al-Zarqawi, they kill him again, and they don't even announce, they don't even tell you that, oh, we were wrong about that. And no, they just kill the guy again, and then they just keep on writing stories about killing him. So I was like, it's anybody's guess if these people ever existed in real life. They killed Al-Zarqawi like 10 times. They would say, we killed Al-Zarqawi. And like 4 months later, they would go, we killed Al-Zarqawi. And it's like, well, wait a second, you killed him like 3 months ago. Did you have a story out in the interim time saying, oh, we were wrong about that? No. They would just kill him again. This is how dumbed down we are, have been. This is how stupid they think we are. Well, people like me are not stupid, but we're busy. Anyways, if you think you're going to get the real culprits in this crime against the children, you can forget it, my friends. Good luck.